This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Haney, and coming up on today's show, how Melodic Connections is recovering and growing since the organization's studios were flooded a year ago. First, we explore Cincinnati's oldest neighborhood. Columbia Tusculum will be holding its home and pub tour on Saturday, October 7th. And here to discuss the history, the homes, and the upcoming tour is Columbia Tusculum Home Tour Committee member Jeanette Jackson. And you can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jeanette, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting talking to you about this because there's a lot of history surrounding the neighborhood. And for someone who's not familiar with where it is, how do you tell people this is where Columbia Tusculum is located?
I used to tell people it's, you know, where Allen's Cafe or the precinct is. And they're like, oh, yes, right there. And lately people are like, are you near Eli's Barbecue? Yes, yes, that's it's all right there. We're by the school on stilts. So, yeah, we're from Columbia Parkway over to Eastern Kellogg.
Okay, so that's the general area it covers. And it goes down to the river, too, right?
Right, right. We're at the base of the hill right under Mount Lookout.
So how many people live there? Any idea?
A lot more now than 10 years ago when I moved in. Mm-hmm. It's like they are building homes everywhere. And we actually have one of the new homes on the tour. There's a street behind Starbucks called Strafer, and those are all LEED homes, energy efficient, modern, very contemporary. And what we're celebrating this year is the old and the new. So it is Cincinnati's oldest neighborhood, and most of the homes are, on the tour, the older homes, Victorians, some of them are 130 years old. But then mine is one of the younger ones. I'm only around 90 years old. My house is a Craftsman.
That's a younger home?
Yeah. And then the new home, these new LEED. So if you're interested in building materials and learning things like that. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of everything for anybody that's into architecture, buildings, and history.
How did the community get its start, Jeanette?
You're going to love this because I know you said you liked history.
I love history.
We actually were settled 5 years after the American Revolution. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
And Captain Benjamin Stites kind of stumbled upon it and knew Congressman Sims, who owned kind of all of that land and liked it. And Congressman Sims sold him 20,000 acres. Now, Sims bought it for 6 cents an acre. I don't know how much Stites paid, which is funny. Stites came from a settlement out in Pennsylvania called Redstone, which is actually where my family came from, and they also purchased land from Judge Sims.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, so not 20,000 acres,
world.
Though. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yeah, when they landed on the Ohio River, it was called Turkey Bottom then. If you're ever going down Route 50 towards Cincinnati, there's still a sign there that says Turkey Bottom, and that's what the Shawnee Indians called the area. So I know a lot of people don't even see that until I mention it to them. There's a Turkey Bottom sign.
Now I'm that like, you've said that, I'll be looking for it.
Sure, slow down, do the speed limit, and you'll see it.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, so in that area now is known as Lunkin Airport.
Okay. Oh, so Lunkin Airport is part of Columbia Tusculum.
Yep, Lunkin Airport was Turkey Bottom with the Shawnee and our original settlements. And the only thing left from the original settlement is Pioneer Cemetery, which is still located right there. Because of all of the flooding, the neighbors or the pioneers moved up a little bit, and that's where this tour is taking place on Eastern Avenue, Morris, and Tusculum Hill.
How long have you lived there?
I have lived there 10 years.
10 years. What drew you to the neighborhood?
I lived in the suburbs, and I worked downtown or spent a lot of time downtown, and driving through this, it is a residential area, and it's beautiful. The Victorian painted ladies, that's what drew me. And, you sit there at the light, and I just saw healthy people walking, jogging, walking dogs, everybody being happy. And really, that's what drew
like
me
a
there.
Good neighborhood.
It is. It's a lot of younger professionals are moving in there now. When I moved in, I found a lot of single women with dogs. As a matter of fact, I'm like, I was one of them. My dad's like, I've never seen so many dogs. But we're by three parks, and I can walk to the Ohio River. I mean, It's beautiful. It really exceeded my expectations. And the community's continued to grow, as I mentioned, with the newer homes. And this year on the tour, we've added a pub tour. We've never done that before. And because of all of the new businesses that have came in, and it's really a tight community coming together. And it's all small mom-and-pop shops, too. That's what I love, you know. As I tell my niece, if you go down to this street and buy food from, you know, Tostados versus a corporation or a franchise, which I explained, I said, you're putting shoes on a child's feet instead of helping a CEO buy their beach home. So I think she gets the concept now. And that's what you're going to see on the tour are home, you know, I don't say home businesses, but, you know, entrepreneurs, which is another thing I love about the area. It's a very creative area, a lot of music and artists. And like I said, just exceeded my expectations. We even have a few cobblestone streets left. So when I see a pothole, I see the cobblestone under there. Excites me. I wish it all was back.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you, too, you mentioned the Painted Ladies. And for right. somebody who's not familiar with those, what are the Painted Ladies?
The Painted Ladies are Victorian homes. And again, if you're sitting there at that, I always tell everybody just for fun, you know, drive up to Alms Park. That's Tusculum Hill. That's where a lot of the homes on the tour are going to be featured. And then the rest of the homes on the tour is going to be on Morris, some Victorians. You'll love this, too. When the Pioneers moved up to Eastern Avenue, that was around 1800. And we have three homes left from that time period. And one of them is going to be on this tour. It was built in 1804, and it's called the Morris Home.
Wow,
it's right there on Eastern Avenue. It is. Yep.
Okay.
It's got four huge fireplaces. It's just beautiful. And it is a walking community, but we also are going to have a trolley to take people around to the homes if they choose to, even if you just want to go up the hill. But you would go to Columbia Tusculum Square, which is... Well, it's just nice. All these places I'm mentioning are at lights intersections, so you're not going to miss it. It's right across from, like, Allen's Cafe, and there's new businesses in there, like Pearls and that. Just park there. Buy your tickets there. That's kind of home base. If you buy your tickets prior at cthometour.com, you'll save a little bit of money and have an opportunity to buy a book called Walking Cincinnati at a discount as well.
Now, how many pubs are in, what are the pubs that are in Columbia Tusculum?
There's going to be about 10, I think. Yeah. So some of the pubs, Streetside Brewery, all craft beer. Our old post office is now a pizza place called Pops. And who else do we have in there? There's Pearls. I mentioned that. They're right there in Columbia Square where you'll be parking. Tostado's in it. I think the Precinct is even participating a little bit. So that is... or was an old police station precinct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a neat building within itself.
Now, how tight a community is Columbia Tusculum?
How tight? Well,
yeah. I mean, historically, I think this is a place that historically it's always been a tight community. If I've read, the wealthy folks who live there would help the poorer folks who live there. And it's always had that kind of...
It's always had that kind of feel. And I was reading earlier myself, you know, when they were down there at Turkey Bottom, they had little windows because they were fighting Indians. But when they moved up to Eastern Avenue, they were much more prosperous. And that's when they were building the bigger homes with full windows. And one of the reasons why I love going on this tour is you learn a lot about the architecture. Why do the Victorians have windows almost to the floor? Well, so you could see the ladies' gowns while they were dancing.
Oh, okay.
And the homeowners...
Who'd have thought that?
Yeah. You know, and I learn a lot of this just by talking to the homeowners on the homeowners tour. You know, one lady showed me, and this is where they used to have the casket, and that's why the doors are like this, so you could carry it out. You know, it really takes you back to, I guess they would have done that at home back then.
So you say Columbia Tusculum is becoming this mix of older and newer.
Yes, it is.
Is it still primarily, though, older, would you say?
I wouldn't say primarily, but I would say that they do have a significant impact on the community. I know that my neighbor next to me, her house is also the same age as mine, 90-something, and she's the second owner. She's raised her family there. She's, you know, lived there 50, 60 years. And It's just amazing. At one time, Eastern Avenue, everything and anything you would need was on Eastern Avenue, the theater, several grocery stores. When she moved there in the 40s, all she had to do was walk to Eastern and get whatever she needed to take care of her family. And it's kind of, it's neat, not kind of neat, but it is neat to see that being developed again. And that's what you're going to experience when you're just walking down Eastern on the pub tour. You're going to see all these little businesses that are part of our 3 East Business Association that will be open and having specials going on that day, too. If you've purchased a ticket, you have a little wristband on. So if you have a wristband on, walk into any of those places, you're going to get a deal. Yeah, there's specials all day long.
So it's kind of a pub crawl and a Victorian home crawl at the same time.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, the pubs are actually in old buildings of themselves. I think maybe Streetside is new because that was where East End Cafe was and it burned down. But everything else, yeah, they're in homes or old buildings. And I should mention, we will have historic buildings on the tour, too, like the Columbia Baptist Church. That was the first Protestant congregation in the Northwest Territory, and they were down at Pioneer Cemetery and moved up to Eastern, and they're still there today and functioning. That church is going to be on the tour. The Irish Heritage Center and the McKinley School will be on the tour, and the first school in this area is right there in Columbia, Tusculum. There's just so much history.
Well, and wasn't Columbia, Tusculum also home to Hamilton County's first school? As well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that part of the tour?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know you asked me earlier, are the older generation there? Yes, they are. And they all went to McKinley because
yeah.
I hear stories. Yeah. Yeah.
If you have any questions about Columbia Tusculum and the upcoming tour in October, you can give us a phone call at 513-419-7100. We will continue our conversation. And again, you can join us, 513-419-7100. You can email your questions to talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney, and we're talking with Columbia Tusculum Home Tour Committee member Jeanette Jackson. You can join us at 513-419-7100. You can email talk@wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jeanette, you were the historical marker. I think it's what, in the center of town?
Right. Again, Columbia Square.
Columbia Square.
It's okay. Home base. That's where you're going to be able to park, buy your ticket, walk to a lot of the pubs that are on the tour. And it also is the place of a marker dedicated to Ruth Lyons, who grew up and was married and lived right there in Columbia, Tusculum.
Okay, see, that's something I didn't know. Ruth Lyons.
Ruth Lyons, yeah.
Born there, grew up there,
mm-hmm.
Married there.
And then when she, you know, got a lot of money, she moved to the west side. But yeah, she's born there and all of that. Her home's not on the tour, but you will be walking past it if you're on the tour. But the Kellogg House is one of the oldest houses in our neighborhood, too, built in the 1800s. It's right there on Eastern that you'll be walking past. Again, the Morris House is going to be open. It's the longest continuously lived-in home from 1804. You know, and all of these homes are people like myself. You know, my home had been sitting empty for 2 years, and I bought it and been fixing it up and restoring it to trying to do the, you know, authenticity of what the colors were. You know, the blueprint hasn't changed, just to bring that history back alive. And I think most of the neighbors have done that. I mean, they're just gorgeous homes. We like to keep the history. We modernize it a little bit, but there's a lot of history there.
When you were moving in 10 years ago, did you know that you were moving into such a historic neighborhood?
No. It was just the Painted Ladies, you know, it just attracted me to it. And even though I didn't end up buying one, and it's a tight community. The business owners are all, you know, small shops. So you get to know these people and you take your business there. And it really, you know, I was best friends with the postmaster at one point, you know. I know the owners of all of these restaurants. So like when you walk in, they'll say hello. And it's just a different feel. It really is. I just love it.
And to the people in the community, you all have an appreciation of this history, I take it.
We
everybody really says this is such a great place.
And that's the main purpose of the tour. And proceeds of the tour, we invest right back into the community to take care of, like, the greenery, the beautification, and things like that. Because we volunteer and do that work ourselves.
What kind of green space do you have in Columbia Tusculum?
There's a nice piece right there by Airport Road and Eastern Avenue, or as you're coming down 50, all of that land underneath Alms Park, you know, we take care of all of that. You'll see different flower pots, this, that, and the other on the street corners. That's where that money's going, to take care of those things.
Yeah. And is there live music at this event?
Oh, how could I forget that? Yeah. I'm in charge of that.
Okay.
Yes. That is such a nice touch, too. We will have students from the Riley Irish School of Music, and they'll be at the homes. They'll be soloists up to trios. They'll be outside in their gardens or in their living room, just a mixture of things. So, it's very interesting.
But it's all over Columbia Tusculum.
All over Columbia Tusculum. Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, the trolley is at Columbia Square, and they will take you around. There's no set route. You can set your own route. So you can jump on and off the trolley whenever you want. You can walk to this. You can skip that. It's whatever you choose to do, but it's all within, you know, a very small radius.
What kind of changes have you seen in Columbia Tusculum since you moved in?
A lot of building, a lot of new homes.
Which is kind of surprising in an older neighborhood that you have that much new springing up.
Again, I think it's because we're surrounded by parks. We're only 4.5 miles from Fountain Square. So for me, you know, I went to the Arts Museum last week, and I just jumped on the bus and went downtown for $1.75 instead of driving down here and paying $20 for parking or whatever.
Is that why people say that Columbia Tusculum is central to a lot of things?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a big reason why I moved down there, because I had easy access to everything. Even till I've been there 10 years, when I ask Google, what's the closest whatever, and it says Covington, Kentucky, that still blows me away.
What do you think is going to surprise people the most when they take the tour?
I think what's going to surprise them the most is hopefully the colors, probably the color schemes in the grounds and the different architectures. Like, you know, the Victorians is what drew me there, but there are all kinds of homes there. I went out to San Francisco, and they were talking about their 4 Victorians and stopped right there. And that's the shot you see in all the movies. And I'm like, oh, my God, I live around 20.
That's an interesting point. Have people ever made the comment to you that Columbia Tusculum reminds them of San Francisco?
Yeah, that's what I said when I first moved down there. I'm like, I'm in Cincinnati's version of San Francisco, because it's all uphill.
It's hilly.
Uh-huh. It's hilly, and the homes are, you know, pink, purple, blue, whatever. It's a beautiful neighborhood filled with beautiful homes and beautiful people, so.
Okay.
And this, we're doing all this by volunteer, too. You know, the homeowners, we're all just doing this for the love of the neighborhood and the history and the homes.
So your home is part of the tour?
It is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Describe your home. What are people going to see when they go through your home?
When they go through my home, I will educate them a little bit about the American Craftsman Movement, which was kind of anti-Victorian.
Okay.
So the woman who built my house really had some humspah, because she's like right at the base of the Victorians. And I'll explain the movement, how that impacted the homes. You know, the American Craftsman Movement was more middle class than upper class. And it was the first time the woman of the house was expected to do her own housework and watch the children. So the kitchen is very important in the craftsman home, where it's kind of hidden in the Victorians. So there's just a lot of differences. You learn little bits of things like that.
And yeah. How big is your house, square footage-wise? and compare that to a Victorian.
That's one of the reasons why I have it on the tour, because it looks so small from the outside. But when you're on the inside and you go upstairs and downstairs, everybody says, wow.
It's bigger than I thought.
It's way bigger than I thought. So how many? I don't know. Maybe 1,200, 1,400.
Okay.
But it's the design. It's all open, built-in bookends. Things are just built into the walls, which is one of the characteristics of the Craftsman. So you have a lot more space.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the other highlights of the tour that you'd like to point out?
All of these homes were made by materials from the neighborhood, you know, rivers from the Ohio River. You'll see some of the homes, like the Morris House, names stamped on the wood that came down from Eastern Avenue. I mean, they used local material. I don't know. It's just gorgeous. Or you can just go, is how I started, just to see what people are doing in their homes to give you inspiration for decorating your own. That's why I now have a gold bathtub.
A gold bathtub?
Yeah.
Actual gold?
Or no, just painted gold? It's a cast iron.
No. Whose home inspired you to do that?
It was one of the homes on the tour. When I first moved down there, they had painted some type of scenery on their tub. And I'm like, I had never thought about painting a tub. You know, went home and painted my tub.
Does Columbia Tusculum get tourists year-round to see the Painted Ladies and the other historic homes in the neighborhood?
No, they don't. Actually,
we
do this like, it's been 3 years since the last time, five prior to that. So if you're interested in this area and want to get in and see these buildings and these homes and learn the history, now would be the time to do it, because it'll be another 3 to 5 years before they're open up again. And if you've been on the tour before, only a small fraction of the homes that were on it the last time are on it this time. So we even have a new historic building on the tour this year, the Columbia Performance Center, which is another small business that has come to Columbia Tusculum.
So how many buildings altogether, homes and buildings, can people see?
There's going to be about 14 to 16 homes and five or six historic buildings and around 8 to 10 pubs that are all also in historic homes or buildings. And a lot of these two are also on the, you know, the National Registry, as the neighborhood is itself.
So you could spend the whole day doing this. I mean, there's just a lot here.
Absolutely.
So how would you advise people?
And you'll be surrounded by musicians.
Yeah. How do you advise people to get the most out of this? What's your advice for that?
Go to Columbia Square and get
and start in the square.
Yeah,
okay.
Because we will have tour maps for you, and you'll get your wristband. And again, it's $15 the day of. And if you go online to get your tickets at cthometour.com, it's $12. And you'll also be given the opportunity to buy a book called Walking Cincinnati at discount, too. So you could go walk other neighborhoods on your own and not have to wait for a tour.
Okay. What's the one thing, Jeanette, that you would like people to know about Columbia Tusculum?
That we are the original settlement. We were here before LaSantaville, which is now known as Cincinnati.
Okay.
And we were actually annexed into Cincinnati 85 years after we existed. So to me, that's impressive. We were here 5 years after the Revolutionary War, doing our thing, building community, you know, the businesses. The Morris House, the oldest house on the tour, from 1804, he was one of the first area manufacturers, and he was a tannery. So we were doing all of that, and then Cincinnati decided to bring us into their limits 85 years later.
How much history can you have wrapped up in one place? That is just really an amazing thing.
It is. It is. And you know, the more I learn that there was a Mr. Kroger, there was a Mr. Kellogg, there was a Mr. Shillitoe, and he lived right there.
In Columbia, Tusculum.
A lot of them.
A lot of them did. Jeanette, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Pleasure hearing about this.
All right. Thank you.
Columbia Tusculum Home Tour Committee member Jeanette Jackson. Coming up, how Melodic Connections has recovered and grown since flooding damaged its studios a year ago. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU.